This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today emphasized the need to adopt nation-first approach by all citizens to become a developed country. The president was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the fourth edition of Lok Manthan in Hyderabad this morning. Lok Manthan serves as a platform for dialogue, reflection and cultural exchange, spotlighting global tales of resilience and preservation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for New Delhi after completing his successful three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. On the final leg of his visit to Guyana, the Prime Minister addressed the country's National Assembly and interacted with the Indian diaspora in capital Georgetown. The Prime Minister also attended the second India-CARICOM summit at Georgetown. The Caribbean Community, CARICOM, is an intergovernmental organization of 15 member states in the Caribbean region. Mr. Modi met with leaders of CARICOM member countries. The Prime Minister also held delegation-level talks with President of Guyana, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali. He was conferred with Guyana's highest national award, the Order of Excellence. The Commonwealth of Dominica also bestowed its highest national honour, the Dominica Award of Honour, upon Prime Minister Modi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today met his Japanese counterpart, General Nikatani, in Vientiane, Laos. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said he had a very good meeting with General Nikatani and expressed confidence that the partnership between the two countries will play a significant role in ensuring a free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. Mr. Singh also met Defense Secretary of Philippines, Gilberto Teodoro. He said the Philippines is an important partner in our ACT-East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. India has expressed disappointment at the shift of focus from adequate climate finance enablement to emphasis only on mitigation at the plenary session of the 29th Conference of the Parties COP29 to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, at Baku in Azerbaijan. The Environment, Forest and Climate Change Ministry said India aligned its stance with the statement made by Bolivia on behalf of like-minded developing countries. India reiterated that the process of the fight against climate change has to be guided by the UNFCCC and its Paris Agreement as the Global South continues to face the intense impacts of climate change. BJP President JP Nadda has accused the Congress of sensationalizing the situation in Manipur. Mr. Nadda responded to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's letter to President Draupadi Murmu in connection with the Manipur violence. In his letter to Mr. Kharge, Mr. Nadda said ill-advised strategies on security and administrative protocol of previous Congress governments in the state and centre is one of the major reasons why militant and habitually violent organisations are attempting to destroy the hard-won peace in Manipur. He said, over the past 10 years, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Northeast region has witnessed a complete transformation in every sector. The Supreme Court today sought response from the Gyanvapi Masjid Committee to an application filed by Hindu worshippers for an ASI survey of the sealed area of the mosque, the Wazukhana. It was claimed that a shivling had been found in this area. In 2023, the Supreme Court allowed an ASI survey of the mosque through a non-invasive process, except for the Wazukhana area. At the 55th International Film Festival of India in Goa, on the second day, over 70 films are scheduled to be screened today, spanning various genres, languages and countries of production. The masterclasses, which saw an impressive turnout yesterday, will continue to offer more valuable insights today. Our correspondent covering the event reports that one of the most anticipated moments of the day is going to be the IFFI parade, which will light up the streets as it moves from the Entertainment Society of Goa office to Kala Academy. U.S. President Joe Biden has condemned the International Criminal Court ICC's issuance of arrest warrants for Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, deeming them outrageous. President Biden stated, whatever the ICC might imply, there is no equivalence against Israel. He further said the U.S. will always stand with Israel against threats to its security. And with that, we end this news bulletin.